This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hello, I'm calling about the studio apartment for rent. You said no pets, but my two Great Danes wear diapers. Would that be okay?
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Boy, that Rockford bit, do you know Mimi will actually discriminate against people who don't have pets? That's how much of a pet lover she is. That's a little bit of hyperbole. I don't want you to sue her for discrimination. Today's guest, property manager Ron Wolf from Wolf & Associates, managing over 2,000 units in the Tri-Counties area, comes on every January to talk about new rental laws for the year 2026 and what's being discussed for 2027. That's already on the docket. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. And what is year to date? It's the second week of the year, 2026. And we're looking at, but first, as I'm apt to forget, I want to tell you what's pending. This has become actually the most interesting stat for me. I started this 89 weeks ago. I always told you what was pending for the end of the week. This is the week ending January 9th, 2026. Second week of the year, well, my fiscal week, when the first week started a few days over 2025. And I always mentioned the number of listings that were pending. But 89 weeks ago, I started keeping track of the median price of said pending. And of course, it changes every day, but you can see a trend. And here we are, the second week of the year, 58 listings, single-family homes in escrow for the week ending January 9th, 2026. Just a snapshot. Changes every hour, every day. The median price, $2.5 million. The first week of the year, 58 pending, $2.5 million. The last week of the year and the last 2 weeks of the year for 2025, it was $2.5 million, 59 pending. If you go back a year ago, the first week of the year, there were only 40 listings in escrow. The median price was $2.6. And the second week of the year, 38 listings in escrow. Median price, $2,547,000. So circling back to the first or the last 4 weeks, the median price is $2.5 million for the pending listings every week. The prior 10 weeks, the median price was circling 2.2, 2.3 million range, which is why right at the end of the year, you saw the median sales price every week go down a bit. And the irony is right up until December 30th, 2025, the year-to-date median price was 2.4 million. And then on the last day of the year, it dropped at $6,250. So if you look at the 2025 median price for the entire year and you take out PUDs, because the MLS, if you just look at MLS stats, they usually include the PUDs, you'll have $2,393,750. However, the first three sales of, I think it was 916 sales, were on leased land. Now, I always take them out when I do weekly because I can see them. So if you take those out, in fact, the median price is $2.4 million for 2025. And I'm gonna make a commitment, which is difficult for me to make, but I'm calling it at $2.4 million. Median price 2025, single family only, no lease land. Now, the problem with that is what's stuck in there somewhere is some lease land for Hollister Ranch. And sometimes those are $4 million, $5 million. Sometimes they're a lot less when it's 1/12. But there's no way that they don't have a search parameter or a listing parameter that says it's on leased land. I did search under cabins because all three sales on the leased land, the, you know, U.S. Forest Service, call themselves cabins. But unfortunately, so did three others, so I couldn't do that. Well, we'll get there. But what I found interesting, and I had wrote this down somewhere, that I hate to predict the future, and I'm not a an economist, but when you look at what's pending and you see that the pendings are low, you know eventually the median price is going to be low. And what happened last year, I know I wrote this down somewhere, but I can't find it. Oh, here it was. Yeah, last year, the median price was just so high for what was pending. And I suggested that it would affect the median sales price. I mean, you don't have to be a genius. So we'll see what happens now, because we ended up the year, the last 6 months of the year, $2,285,000 was the median price. The first 6 months of the year, 2025, the median price, $2,650,000. And just a tick higher sales per week, 17.81. It was at 18 before December and the slowdown of the holidays. 17.81 for the second 6 months of the year, single family per week. And the first 6 months, 17.42. So very, very similar. But a big drop in that median sales price, $2,650,000 first 6 months, 2025, and now $2,285,000. Second 6 months, call it $2.4 million median price. Do I have anything else to tell you? Went through the number of sales, went through that. Okay, so you got year to date. Fourth segment, we'll do the weekly MLS update. I did read about a fire hydrant that was sheared off by a car, and they estimated 225,000 to 250,000 gallons of water. Now, Goleta Water District uses the term HCF, 100 cubic feet, and one HCF is 748 gallons of water. Why they do this, I don't know. Why don't they just tell you at the end of the month, if you used four HCF, that's 2,992 gallons. So online, Goleta Water District says a family with water-wise landscape can use 6 to 10, so I'm doing pretty good. So Goleta Water arrived at the sheared-off fire hydrant in 17 minutes, and 3 minutes later, the water was shut off. So I did some calculations, and it was about 11,000 gallons per minute, and it was about 15 HCF per minute, or almost 4 months of water use for me in 1 minute. So when you see a fire hydrant, don't run over it. You need to have those little posts put in, or they need to have a faster way to shut it off. I don't know, but I guess 20 minutes is pretty fast. You are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with my guest, Ron Wolf, Rental Maven, and we'll tell you about new laws for 2026. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.